800-259-6504.
Good morning and welcome to Community Connection. I'm Tom Davis and I'm joined by His Honor the Mayor, Mayor Copeland. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. We got the next City Council meeting set for Tuesday, September 3rd, but we've got a lot of things that are still going on. Just because the council doesn't meet doesn't mean that the city grinds to a halt.
No, summers are very busy. That one of our famous quotes from a local citizen, Jim Bonzak, is the shortest distance between any two points in Bartlesville is under construction. And that's true all summer because the weather is warm and it's a great time to do concrete and asphalt, and there's a lot of things going on in the city.
We're going to get to some of those projects going up. First of all, Bartlesville Fire Department B-Shift trained with a new Swift Water rescue boat last week. How'd that go?
Well, that's something that we really saw the need for with all the spring rains and the spring floods, as they needed to get into places where water was flowing, get people out, and make some rescues. We had a fellow in the county that came and helped with that, which we really appreciate, but it really highlighted the need for that tool. And so that's something that Washington County Emergency Management made possible. They've begun to work with that. They'll continue to work and get everyone trained and certified so that the next time, because there will be a next time, that we have heavy rains, it's Oklahoma, and have some flooding. Hopefully that's many years away, but they'll be ready.
I want to jump ahead a little bit here when we talk about water and everything. Copan Lake water rights is something that's been, in the kettle cooking up for about, 15 years or better?
It has been a long time. You can go through a long list, Mayor Locken, Mayor Gorman, Mayor Daniels, before it was Senator Daniels. for over a decade, there's been work to get access to Copan to supplement the water rights that we have. We have Gila Lake, but obviously, it continues to silt in. The lake is over 50 years old, 60 years old now. We have our city lake, but it's not large enough. And as we look at Bartlesville growing, one of the primary considerations is our water supply.
Got it.
Also, we've become a regional water supplier for much of the county, some over into Osage and Nowata County. About 50,000 people rely on Bartlesville.
And with so much demand, we got to make sure we have an adequate supply in order to take care of people.
That's, and as we go out and look for business, to bring in industry, many of those will need water. So it's just a really important thing. It's considered to be one of the great resources in our century, and we want to be sure that Bartlesville is positioned to have that. We hope that that will be coming to fruition.
And not a whole lot's going to waste because we're using the water reuse systems.
That's an interesting thing. Tom, I've learned a lot sitting on city council for these years. You think about that, and I know it sounds icky, is not a technical term, but it works, that we take water, sewer water effluent, but actually that is higher quality water than the river we put it into. So we're putting it into the river. It's just a question of where. What this water reuse program will do is go upstream several miles, put it back into the river there instead of over on Hensley. It will then flow back by the water pump that's been at Johnstone Park for many, many years, decades and decades. We're using water from that location now. Send that to the water plant to be treated, filtered, and be ready to use again. But it will also augment the amount of water we have available.
Wow, that's really amazing. A lot of work went into that, no doubt.
It is. There's been a lot of studies. This has been done other places, but Bartlesville, Norman are two of the leaders in this, and we've done studies on the river to find out what's already in that so that we can continue to monitor. It's a fairly complex operation, complying with all the EPA mandates.
We are speaking with Mayor Copeland right now, and we've got an auction coming up tonight.
Yeah, that's something, it's short term, but today, not tomorrow, but today at 6:30, Price Fields out on Tuxedo. They're the Little League Fields, Pony League Fields. A lot of different people have different names for it. But if you have any interest, there's a list of fences, backstops, buildings, batting cages, some office furniture, bulletproof glass. I don't know what that one would be good for, but it'd be cool for something.
Yeah.
That'll be at 6:30. Minuteman Auctions is running that. They put up information on Facebook. People will be allowed to come out starting at 6 to look things over. It is cash or check. They can't process credit cards. But what we'd like to do is get all of that cleaned up, find a good home for it, and then get ready for the next phase of improvements at that ball field.
Very, very good. Parks bids to be reviewed coming up on September 3rd. Once again, Price Fields Phase 3.
That will add a number of fields in the center part of that complex. We've already done the north end, and this will then upgrade. It'll also add some buildings. Just really continue to enhance that, make it more attractive, not only for our people in Bartlesville, but as tournaments come in from around the region, mm-hmm. it'll just be a better facility.
And, of course, a shelter at Sooner Park is coming up, too.
Sooner Park is and Johnstone Park are mm-hmm. two of our biggest parks in town, get a lot of use, and we have a lot of space there, so it's just makes sense to expand that, improve it, and allow more people to get good use from it. This is just another part of that plan.
Very good. We have some sewer projects going on right now, and that one's on the way as we take the little one to and from school.
That area over the years has grown. When that sewer line was put in originally, the area, Madison and Harvard right in there,
yes.
that primarily was to the north and mostly west, had just begun to grow to the east of Madison. Over the years, that's grown all the way to Bison. You loop around the drainage area that handles almost to Highway 60.
Mm-hmm.
So that area has doubled or even tripled. That's just a guess on my part.
Uh-huh.
And that sewer line capacity needs to be improved. And plus, the line's just old.
Indeed. We got to make sure that everything's up to snuff here. We've got some street projects. 16th and Shawnee by the high school. How's that coming along?
That one is just almost complete.
Oh,
the concrete is poured. These areas that always, nobody likes street projects because it just disrupts everything.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, we like the results. People will say, well, why are they doing that one? My street's worse. And then when we do my street, why have they got this torn up? I can't get in and out very easily. So mm-hmm. it is inconvenient. But that particular project is 98% complete. We'll be wrapping up very quickly.
Barlow Drive, the rehab starts next week. How long is that going to take?
These projects, hopefully, and this is always dependent on weather. People say, well, you said 90 days. And it is planned for 90 days. But if you have rain, you really don't want them in moving dirt and pouring concrete in the rain. It's not going to come out well. So that is affected by the weather. But 90 to 120 days, I think, is a fair guess.
Are we in the same ballpark for Ohio, Harvard, and Hazel for next month?
Yes, all of those should get cranked up at about the same time. Things will start and stop. You'll see workers there, and then they're gone for a few days. But all of those are scheduled to be done this fall.
And, of course, we got Hillcrest Drive to the river. What are we looking at as far as engineering and contracts?
Oh, that's a big project.
That's huge.
From the high school, actually 20th Street, just past the high school,
mm-hmm.
all the way to the river bridge. The city engineer would not call it this, but it's an old county road, the old Crown County Road with the bar ditches. Mm-hmm. And there's, again, as the city develops, increasing traffic. It's a street that gets a lot of use, and we really want to improve that. So there's a big change coming. The engineering and design is going to take 8 to 10 months. Sometime by spring, we hope to have that ready to go out for bid. They will completely redo that, not just put down asphalt, but a totally mm-hmm. new road all the way from the river.
All righty, and now on to the big project, the one that a lot of people have their eyes on, the Tower Center at Unity Park. Where are we on this? It looks like a lot of the stuff that's been kind of torn up is kind of getting pieced back together, but we've got a lot more construction to go along.
You do, and that one I think people don't recall, but to make that happen quickly, we rejuggled some things. The Hillcrest Drive repair or rebuild that we just talked about was pushed back to bring the storm drain for the downtown area from about the community center parking lot all the way to the river near the river bridge at Delaware to drain water. Anytime you have heavy rains on that much asphalt and mm-hmm. hard surface, it has to go somewhere. And there have been problems over the years with drainage, and this will address that. You want to do all your below-grade work before mm-hmm. you do the stuff above. So we moved that drainage project forward. It's being done now and is about to wrap up. Most of that's being drawn to a conclusion. That allows the Tower Center project that's on top of it to be brought forward. But there's also some synergies there. If you're going to dig in the ground, you might as well do two projects at once if they're in the same location.
There you go. Now, this is really going to look nice when it's all done. I mean,
when it's really done. If you've seen any, and there's a number of them out there on Facebook, the different sites, some of the drawings that have been done, renderings. It's going to be an amazing city gathering space outside with a stage, green space, place to sit, lighting. It's just a complete package that's, I think, been visualized by some of our local people for a number of years. It's beginning to come to fruition, and we will see that begin to come out of the ground. They're shooting for a completion by the end of December. That's going to be impressive to watch.
It is. As a mayor, you got to feel a certain amount of pride with this. And how
it is, but I don't take credit for it. No, there's a lot of people.
A lot of teamwork going on here.
There's a lot of people. It's amazing. This has had an astounding number of people engaged and involved. I think there are probably more people turned out for some of the city meetings when they went in to gather information. Lots of great turnout, lots of input. But, yeah, it's a great thing to be proud of in the city. We've worked for years on the downtown. We've done a lot of projects around downtown. We're going to continue to do more. But this one is kind of a pinnacle, a crowning achievement.
Well, this is going to be great once it's all wrapped up. But it's kind of nice when you're going downtown to take care of some business, kind of look over there and say, hey, whoa, it's coming along okay.
Yeah. And I think as it begins to come out of the ground, as they begin to put the pieces together, it's like any project. When you're building a house or building anything, it doesn't look exciting until that last few stages when all the finishing touches go on.
Very good. Mayor Copeland, anything else you'd like to add today?
The one thing that I always mention this time of year, school has started. Most of the schools, I think maybe a few haven't, but most of them have. All of our college help has gone back to school. You notice that when you go out to the different businesses around town. But these kids are excited. They're back in school with their friends. They don't always look when they go across the street. They're kids. And it's our responsibility to slow down. I know we're always in a hurry. We've always got somewhere we were supposed to be 5 minutes ago. But slow down, pay attention. I know the police department, Chief Rolls, is working on this constantly to keep Bartlesville safe. Slow down, head up, not texting, all those things that we know we're not supposed to do, but we catch ourselves doing. And take care of the little ones. A lot easier to do that than to have a problem. If there's an accident, it'll slow everyone down. So I encourage everyone to slow down. And then it's hot outside. If you haven't been outside, it is hot. The heat indexes are way up. And that's something the fire department gets to respond to along with the ambulance people in many of these emergencies. So stay inside, stay hydrated, watch for your neighbors.
Indeed. Mayor, thank you for being on board today.
It's a pleasure having you. Nice to meet you, Tom.
All right, nice to meet you. We've got more coming up, and this is, of course, Community Connection, brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home.
Let's face it, planning a funeral makes most of us a little uncomfortable. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home will help you plan ahead and save your loved ones the financial and emotional burdens of making decisions during a difficult time. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home is experienced and here to help plan services of all faiths, customs, religions, and traditions, including cremation. It only takes a few minutes to give your loved ones peace of mind for a long time to come. Call Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home today.
See Tim Howell and his professional staff at Bartlesville's finest funeral home.